Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business. From liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
What could you do if your data was working for you and not against you? With Bloomberg delivering enterprise data directly to your systems, you get easy access to the details you want, optimized for higher level analysis, and financial data experts committed to helping you maximize your every move. Our data is made for more, so you can show the world what you're made of. Visit Bloomberg.com/enterprise data to learn more.
The rain is coming and it is heading toward Florida. It already swam past Houston and absolutely drenched that city. A lot of damage and a lot of money that is going to be required to pay for it. Joining me now is Peggy Collins, investing team leader with Bloomberg News. And there was a great story out on the Bloomberg today looking at a particular mutual fund that had invested in all of these reinsurance products. In other words, things like catastrophe bonds that insurance companies sell in order to offload some of the truly catastrophic risk that they could end up having to cover. So can you tell us a little bit about who's feeling this right now?
Right, exactly, Lisa. So my colleague Charlie Stein noticed the mutual fund called Stone Ridge Reinsurance Risk Premium Interval Fund, which is a mouthful, actually had dropped sharply this week. And what we really uncovered that was that this is one of the few mutual fund offerings out there that is investing in these catastrophe bonds and reinsurance products. Catastrophe bonds, as you said, known as cat bonds for short, are really taking on some of the risk of things like hurricanes and earthquakes. And essentially, one of the reasons why these products have actually attracted some money in recent years. The fund that we looked at this week that I mentioned has $4.5 billion in it. So not a small amount of money, but essentially they've become a yield play over the last few years. I wrote a story about cat bonds back in 2013 when we were first noticing more money from pension funds and wealthy investors head towards these type of products that generally are private placements that only wealthy investors or pensions can get into. And then, as we said, there's just a few mutual funds out there like the one we spotted the big price dip in this week. But essentially, it's been a yield play because if there isn't a catastrophe, you're essentially getting these high yields because there's a lot of risk. But if nothing happens, then you're getting the coupon payments from that bond. And what happened this week with the mutual fund by Stone Ridge is with the hurricane barreling towards Florida, they essentially marked down the value of the mutual fund. So it dropped 8% in one day on Tuesday, and we've seen it slide about 11% this week. But they're basically saying, almost like they're holding reserves back from the fund because they're anticipating that they're actually going to now have to pay claims. So essentially, they're not going to be able to pay out as much to investors in the fund.
I'm struck by the idea that catastrophe bonds are not very frequently traded. In fact, this week in particular, trading really fell substantially as investors tried to assess what the damage could be. I mean, we don't even know at this point, less than 48 hours ahead of the direct hit on Florida, we don't have a sense of whether it will be a direct hit or whether it could get blown off course. So, I have to wonder, and this raises questions about this being a mutual fund offering with the ability for investors to withdraw money at any time, investing in something that really is not liquid at all right now.
So that's a great point, Lisa. And two things to follow up on that. The fund is actually mainly marketed to RIAs, registered investment advisors, financial advisors, not mom and pops on the street, and also to further support that, the minimums are very high, like $15 million to get in. So they're really targeting the product towards a small group of people. But also it operates like a closed-end fund. So you actually can only get in and out on a typically a quarterly basis, because lots of these insurance products are only really issued every 6 months. So it's really hard to even figure out kind of the market and the pricing. But this is, while it's priced daily like a mutual fund and it is categorized as a 40 Act fund, it's really a fund that has some limitations on when investors can go in and out because of the illiquidity you're talking about.
So, you know, it's sort of interesting because there was another story on the Bloomberg looking at how hedge funds that invested heavily in cap funds are telling their investors, don't worry, guys, it's going to be fine. Stick with us.
Yes, that's a great story by our colleague Shanali Basik. And again, she was really chronicling how some people have gotten calls from investors this week saying, whoa, you know, what's going on with my money that's invested in your fund, that's invested in cat bonds and reinsurance products. And lots of hedge funds have dabbled in this area and kind of use it as a hobby. There's a couple out there that are really dedicated to it, like Nephila, which is one of the biggest ones. But as you said, it's really risky. We've seen a ton of money go into it because the yield have been high, but no one at the end of the day can really control nature. So as you said, we still don't even really know the damage that is coming, and hopefully it won't be as bad as some people are predicting. But, you know, we can do a lot of things with computers and trading, but we can't really control nature still to this day.
Still to this day. I mean, we're working on it, but we can't control nature. And I do have to add, just really, really quickly, the yields we're talking about are like 8% on some of these bonds, right?
Yes,
right. Which sounds like a lot, although in the scheme of investing, isn't all that much, especially given how much risk people are taking on. Peggy Collins, thank you so much for joining us. Peggy Collins is investing team leader for Bloomberg News.
Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business, from liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
Collaborate for a greener future at the Bloomberg Green Festival, a groundbreaking celebration of the thinkers, doers, and innovators leading the way, from design and culture to technology, science, and entertainment. Hear from inspirational speakers and immerse yourself in climate solutions, July 10th through 13th in Seattle. Title sponsor, Amazon. Official airline, Alaska Airlines. Get 20% off using promo code RADIO20 at BloombergLive.com/greenfestival.